Hello and welcome to the GFW Radio Podcast. This is the podcast for May 22nd, 2007. And this is Jeff Green, the editor-in-chief of GFW Magazine. And I'm here with three of my trusty compadres today. They are
Brian Scott,
Darren Gladstone,
Sean Malloy.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Hi.
Sean Elliott, out today.
This sick.
He is sick. He is very sick. He actually sounds like Whiskey Nerd without having to do a funny rendering of it. So he's taking a pass this week. So you Sean Elliott fans can, I guess, just hit stop right now and move on with something else in your life. But don't do that because you'll make the four of us sad.
A little bit.
A little.
I don't care.
No.
Actually, we don't care. Yeah. Go to hell. So there's sort of like the big topic we all know about.
It's like,
do you want to dance around or just go right to
nah,
it?
Nah, let's just go right to it. I'm actually super, super tired, not just because I worked all weekend and am tired from deadlines, but also because I played a lot of StarCraft 1.
Did you?
I did.
You were just inspired by the announcement?
I got caught up in the white heat of the hype and frenzy, yeah. StarCraft, I got to install it, I'll play. So that's what I did. So, yeah, so that's the big news, StarCraft 2. Big surprise, huh?
Shocking.
We called it here first.
Who would have? Everyone did.
Yeah,
exactly. Wow, who saw that one coming? Oh, yeah, everybody. But, hey, it was still exciting.
Yeah, it was.
I was actually sitting at my computer at 11, like every other moron, or Pacific time, 11, clicking refresh until the stuff went up, started going up.
You started grabbing the videos. And
yeah.
Same here.
Yeah, I was getting a little rush when I was watching that trailer. Cause I'm just like, you know, because, I don't know, like, Blizzard just has awesome trailers for all
their
stuff.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
But, you know, fanboy stuff aside, I'm kind of curious how you guys feel about the whole thing. The fact that they took the original game and just kind of get, you know, they kind of gave it a 3D treatment with some play balancing, it looks like, so far.
Well, yeah, that's the weird thing is they unveiled it.
How do you guys feel about that? I mean,
I feel good. I mean, I think I was expecting, like, when we were going into this, like, I was like, oh, is it going to be World of StarCraft? Is it going to be some crazy RTS hybrid that, you know,
yeah,
who knows what it'll be? There's so many things they could do. And then they unveil it, and it's just as straight up as you could possibly imagine StarCraft 2 being.
Right. As straight up as possible.
And I'm like, oh, okay. What do I feel about it? I didn't know how to feel.
It's odd because it really is almost like kind of like the minimum of what, and I don't want to say this in too bad a way, but it's like the minimum of what anyone would do who had no real imagination. It's like, okay, I don't mean it that harsh, but what I mean is like, you know, if you took like random game company X and separated 8 years from their first game to the sequel, you would go, okay, well now let's do it in 3D. And that seems to be the basic big thing, right?
More units,
I mean, the fact 3D. That there wasn't even a fourth race, I thought was really surprising.
Well, wasn't the whole thing with StarCraft, like how perfectly balanced it's three factions?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's true. And so it was. That was a big question.
This has got to be a case of just like, if it isn't
polish,
broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, if like, it's not, right.
You have an entire nation of people who would like, if you screw this up, if you throw the balance out of whack, are going to be very upset because this is such a huge thing over there.
Well, it is interesting. Like,
yeah.
What they've shown so far is that, I mean, they are kind of messing, well, I wouldn't say messing with the balance, but definitely changing the balancing. So
well, right, right.
So everyone's going to have to relearn tactics.
Also, right, I mean, to be fair, remake, I mean, obviously this is so early, and really all they showed us was new Protoss units, right? So
new Protoss units. They didn't even necessarily show all of them. So we're basing it entirely on, like, a very small segment at the first announcement.
We know
there's going to be more coming.
Of course.
This game is going to be like Street Fighter. The Street Fighter 2 games, you know, when like Super Street Fighter 2 came out or whatever, you know, most people like us are like, oh, well, it's just the same game.
Yeah.
But with some more moves and stuff. But the insane people who played it at these, like, high tournament levels, you know, the differences were very clear to them.
That's, right.
You know.
I mean, well, it seems insane. Like, I mean, I got the impression watching it that they're clearly, like, it's almost like Korea is really the first market for this game.
Well, that's
now,
why they announced it.
Right?
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
they announced it there. And so it seems like, in a way, it's like we have to defer to the Koreans to see if they're going to like it first. And then we'll know whether it's good or not. Like, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. But it just seems like weird, like such a weird development. And I can't even think of another precedent where there's like a North American company whose game now basically belongs to another country, you know, mm-hmm. as the first market.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
How yeah, that's probably the one. I guess World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but we're still the main, aren't we?
I think World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Maybe China?
Yeah, I don't know how the numbers work now.
I don't know either. I have to look at a...
I've got a... But certainly in terms of like the multiplayer competition, obviously.
Oh, yeah. They got entire television channels for that.
Yeah.
We don't.
I didn't mean to say that I was like disappointed by it, but I was just a little surprised at how kind of conservative it was.
Strike me as conservative, but I'm okay with that, I think.
Yeah.
It took me a while to go... Do I like this? I
mean, right.
It's weird because you have like Warcraft 3, which was clearly built on StarCraft's like decisions, and you know the undead have very similar like creeping mechanic. Mm-hmm. But then they added a fourth race. They added the hero units, and you assume that these quote innovations or whatever are going to be in StarCraft 2, and then they'll build on that further.
A lot of people think this Warcraft 3 was a little bit of a step backwards. Anyway,
yeah, I think
right,
like adding
their 3, reaction,
like having like adding the hero units where you level up powers within it would have slowed down the gameplay for StarCraft and kind of been counterintuitive to what they do in Korea.
And StarCraft is so fast,
yep. Exactly.
Yeah, and like watching people level up hero units is probably not that interesting in television. Which
right.
Yeah, and actually, I should say if you haven't downloaded the video off the StarCraft 2 site, you should definitely check out the game. It's like a 20-minute gameplay video that really just kind of walks you through the basics of how well they're doing the play balancing.
Mm-hmm. And it is. Beautiful looking, I thought. I mean, once again, their art direction is pretty awesome. Even at this stage, it was cool enough looking for me to go, oh, damn, okay.
Well, it's one of those things
the
I looked
Zergrush,
at.
Holy shit.
Well, I saw the screenshots
plus
first.
When they evolve?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Because I saw the screenshots first, and I was like, okay, that looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It didn't, like, blow me away. But, like, most Blizzard games, like, that's only, like, half of the art equation. Like,
yeah,
the animation
right.
is just so good.
Yeah, the way things move. And yeah. So I played StarCraft 1 a lot, and even those old 9-year-old graphics, you know, I mean, obviously they're dated, and it would never pass muster today as a new game. But even now, all these years later, the units still move in cool ways. They still do neat things. You know, the general art direction is cool. However, no matter how many times I did it and it didn't work, I kept trying to zoom in with the mouse wheel.
Yes.
It never worked.
See, stuff like that'll probably, you know,
those or move the camera at all.
Right. There's certain innovations that'll surely be in there.
Didn't they demonstrate all that stuff? Right?
Yep.
They demonstrated the camera moving. And,
well, they kind of like they didn't really announce it, but they showed it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a couple scenes where it's like doing that, like
awesome. They,
right.
Like they like they froze it and panned around an action shot kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And that trailer was great. That cutscene was.
It's weird because, like, after it was over and, like, you see the tagline on the website, you know, the Hell, It's About Time. And you're just like, that was an awful lot of effort for, like, basically a joke.
Yeah, it's kind of true, huh?
Because, like, they put his armor on, you know, the whole thing is taking a long time to put his armor on. But it's really also, like, it's been 10 years since StarCraft 1.
Well, what do you think's been happening when they have to, you know, when you from the time you order up a Marine to the time they actually show up, you know, they don't just appear out of nowhere. Now you know how it's going.
So that's why. Oh, yeah, good point, Darren. Wow. That was kind of behind the scenes inside the barracks, right?
There you go.
I'm sure you all ordered your limited edition Tychus Findlay statues off the website, right?
Oh, yeah. It's funny going through the campaign again now. It's like I forgot the whole plot, basically. I don't remember any of these guys.
I remember Kerrigan.
Kerrigan, I remember, yeah.
That's about it. That's like the moment that I latched onto.
Actually, the one thing I forgot about Kerrigan, I remember her character because it's so tragic, but I forgot how sexy her voice is. Click on her.
Quick, go to IMDb and let's check her out.
Is that all you did? Just click on her?
Yeah, kind of over and over. Weekend. Yeah, she kept giggling. It was nice time there.
You digital mix.
2 in the morning.
That'll change.
Yeah, with the wife in the other room. Jeff, come to bed. I'm clicking on Kerrigan. I'll be there soon.
Double click.
Ryan, did you play StarCraft in the day?
I kind of got into RTS games after StarCraft.
After StarCraft? After.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was so passe by the time.
Well, I mean, when I first got into them, I don't know, it was like 2000, 2001 or something.
Okay.
Like, it was like, oh, this game's old. I'll play these new games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? That makes sense. The StarCraft is right about when I was getting into them. So, although I did play, the first one I played was like Dune 2 on the Sega Genesis.
Wow.
Really,
console RTSs are just, they've been around for a while.
Well, there's Herzog's Way. Nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I played that. That was awesome.
That was.
I think Warcraft 1 was my first.
Yeah, we played that. Not nearly as much as StarCraft. StarCraft was like, once we figured out in college how to like wire up the whole dorm mm-hmm. and connect all our computers to each other, StarCraft was all we did.
I played a lot of StarCraft at CGW with Elliot Chin, who used to work here and then ended up getting a job at Blizzard. And he was great to play with because he was so great and I sucked so bad. But he was great because he would kind of do the, you know, what was that show, Kung Fu, you know, with
David
Kane
Carradine.
And, you know, so he would kind of teach me after the match was over, you see, Grasshopper, you know.
So did you have to snatch the mouse?
You probably need
hand?
To create a barracks if you want to have any military units.
Oh, that's why I lost.
Did it help?
It did help, yeah. Actually, because what he taught me a lot was, like, all the lame, fucked up, like, you know, like the screwed tactics that people
right.
do to... You know, just to be jerks online. So that was good to know. He would do it to me, and I would just be, you ass. Like, the first thing he would always do, it wouldn't matter what game it was, he would go over, and he would, like, build shit around my resources. Like, he'd build towers if they had them.
That's
or whatever.
What you gotta do,
so
though.
I just could never, like, mine anything from the start. And I would just go, okay, well, great. I have 20 gold, and I can't even build one unit now, so I guess the game's over. And he'd go, yep, that's right. Game's that over. Works. What do you learn, Jeff? You got to protect your resources.
It's like Warcraft 3. Like, people would just run over and with their hero and start killing your workers.
Right.
You know who would have been a good instructor if he actually, like, took the time out to do it was D.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was here, I remember him, like, we would have, like, was it Rise of Legends or Rise of Nations?
I think it was Rise of Nations.
That's right, it was Rise of Nations. So we'd have these Rise of Nations, like everyone on the staff would be playing against him.
Against D, yeah.
So it was D versus everyone. It would beat everyone.
Forgettable.
It was,
yeah. And we weren't bad at RTSs either. I mean, we weren't great, but he was just like at that other sort of, you know, insane genius level.
Well, he's like, is he working? He's like working for the government now. Can
yes,
I say that
he's
much?
Working for a government agency now. So that's well, yeah, probably all we can say without getting killed.
It's exactly. weird because we found because we would play almost exclusively just among ourselves in college, and. You'd get really good among yourselves, and you'd have your own tactics. But as soon as you go online, everything you've learned among your friends mm-hmm. is completely useless. Mm-hmm. And I just like, wow, I feel like I really suck, despite the fact that I've been playing this for 2 years. And then I never went back.
So would you and your friends like have like the kind of gentleman's agreement, like we're not going to rush or whatever, or we're not going to do these three lame things?
Yeah.
Or would you just do them anyway?
No, we mostly did. Mostly had the agreement.
Yeah, because we did at CGW, which is why that's what always happened to me going online. It'd just be like, oh, okay, I guess every lame tactic is just open here because people just want to win,
yep.
right? I mean, and
well,
I guess that's fair.
Yeah, that's part of the rules.
Yeah, it's part of the rules, right?
It's kind of using your Street Fighter analogy.
Like,
it's
totally like people who complain about you throwing. Yeah. Like, yeah. Well, don't put yourself in a position to be thrown.
That's exactly.
Right.
There are counters for all of these cheap moves. You just gotta.
Well, it's kind
of
like, you know, I remember joining the games on Battle.net that would be like, no rushing! And then, you know, everybody would rush.
Rushing. Did you join noobs only games?
Exactly.
Especially the noobs. Never join a service as noobs only. That's,
right.
That's the one lesson I learned from that era.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all the pro players are.
That's like putting a giant kick me sign on me.
Yeah, we don't know how to play either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like I made that mistake once again during the Halo, just not to go back to Halo 3 for too long, but I did that during the beta that's going on. I said, like, I set up a noobs-only game, and of course, I'm the only noob on there.
Of course,
so.
You're the noob.
Exactly.
Yeah, I learned my lesson, actually, in StarCraft, way, way back then, where I joined a game just like that, and it was supposedly two teams of two. And basically, I mean, to spoil it before I tell the story, it was basically those three guys against me, and I just didn't know it, you know. So I had a quote-unquote teammate, and early on he was like, oh, let me come over to your area, and I'll, like, build shit, like, to help.
My friends had done
so
that, too.
So he built, like, you know, whatever, you know, stuff to – he set all his guys up all around me. And then at the exact moment, you know, that he was talking to his other buddies, he just, like, flipped the switch to unally with me, and I was dead.
Yeah.
You know, he had surrounded my whole base, and I was dead.
Yeah, I've actually
– and I was just, like, cursing, like, you fucking – and they're just LOL. Like, well, I don't think we said LOL back then. But
didn't have that.
Yeah.
That meme.
Yeah.
What was your StarCraft race of choice?
It was Zerg.
You were a Zerg?
Yeah.
I was a Protosser.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I followed closely by Zerg. Humans were boring as hell.
Humans were always boring to me.
Yeah. Every game there's a human race. I'm like, meh. Get out of here.
I played them first just because they were the easiest.
Well, they were a good training tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of like a utility. I went back and forth between Zerg and Protoss. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, like, not to jump like back to current, mm-hmm. you know, StarCraft II.
Sure,
yeah, but
of course.
I'm wondering.
How dare we?
God forbid. But I'm just wondering.
Let's go off topic.
Since when? I got to thinking about this. I mean, like, what is the impact of this against a game like, say, Universe at War or any other like?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is that going to like totally like, take the steam out of a couple other games out there that are?
Well, you got to wonder. Like the guys making RTSs everywhere else are, yeah, probably hit this week, and we're like, oh great,
here we go again.
Yeah, now they're all trying to adjust their ship dates or whatever.
Well, did they announce when it's?
They didn't. Well, I think they said 2008.
Did they even say that?
I thought I read that online somewhere, which seemed kind of LOL to me.
I didn't. If they had announced a release date, I would have ignored it because what does that mean anymore?
Yeah. However, they are showing a lot more footage early on than they normally do.
Well, this game has been they've been in development since what, Frozen Throne? So mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they came out Warcraft 3 expansion.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So these guys have been putting this thing together for some time. I can imagine that they'd be ready for like 2008. I just don't know when in 2008.
I think in a way, if I were one of the other RTSs, I would be kind of relieved that, okay, I knew StarCraft II was coming, and here it is, and okay, it's a lot like StarCraft, and they're mm-hmm. not, you know, they didn't, because a lot of RTS people, you know, bank on innovation in some
right.
way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So, like, they can kind of say, hey, we have a USP here.
Right.
Oh, God. Thank you for bringing that
bring
up. Loop it back
week.
To that.
It's like, oh, okay.
We're not even going to define it.
No.
We just expect our loyal GFW readers to remember that. Listeners.
Readers, whatever.
Whatever.
USP.
USP.
Look it up.
Yeah, you know, if Sean was here, it'd be interesting to get his take because, you know, his RTS experience it started with Company of Heroes, right? And, I mean, I heard him saying earlier that, yeah, this seemed, from his perspective, like too rigid. Mm-hmm. Like he wasn't sure if he was going to be excited about it.
And I think that another thing is like you think about it, like, you know, when you have a game like, you know, say Counter-Strike, it comes out, everyone knows all the maps, knows how to play it, knows the mechanics of it. I kind of put StarCraft in that category because it's been so scrutinized and so played for for so long. So I can only imagine like the day that StarCraft II comes out, already there's going to be like grandmasters who
that is going to be interesting. I mean, I guess we're going to have to see like is every unit getting tweaked completely? I mean, there's just so much we don't know yet, right?
Right. Well, you got to assume everything's getting a little bit touched. Because as soon as you add one unit to a mix, like that throws off all the other units in some way.
They'll end up nerfing things for 2 years too, right?
Right. I mean, they're still fixing StarCraft.
Right. Right. There was just a recent StarCraft patch. That was weird.
One thing that got me really excited when I was watching it is like in the gameplay footage when the little portraits came up with the talking heads.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought they looked so cool.
Well, they were like the size of the screen. There was like these, like,
yeah,
because the character designs are just mm-hmm. like, that is a cool person.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to meet him. I want to be his friend.
Yeah, be my friend. I also just sort of like that they kept that little that idea. Uh-huh. You know, I just thought mm-hmm. that was kind of, for lack of a better word, cute. which sounds really horrible. Yeah. But I just thought it was. I know it was also neat.
Yeah, well, it's a fine way to convey, you know, story and or tactics mm-hmm. without
right.
just having the bland female voice narrate with a box.
Well, it seems like they did it back in the original day just because of the technical limitations, right? It just had these tiny windows with the game heads in them mm-hmm. talking to you. Whereas now they could probably do something more cinematic or whatever, but it just seemed like they were just sort of retaining the flavor of the first one.
Kind of funny, you know, CNC3 kind of banked its success off of just kind of doing the same exact thing as back in the day, and nostalgia factors,
yeah,
you know, people loved it.
Yeah.
Same thing's probably going to happen here.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously we're all going to play it. I don't think there's...
Hell yeah.
It's been cool to see online all the people like saying they're going to go buy the first one now, and everyone's reinstalling it again, and mm-hmm. it's kind of neat.
You did it. You reinstalled it. You played it.
I did. I totally jumped on that.
I did dig out the Brood War box set that I got. So
honestly, I never finished Brood War.
Really?
It's my dark Dark Shame.
Well, yeah. now you have time to play it before.
I got far, but I actually think I got stuck.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
It's not an easy scenario.
Yeah, I think I was pretty far into it, but I just remember hitting one of those scenarios where it was just like, I can't beat this.
Yeah. Was it one of those timed ones where they hurl a million things at you?
Yeah, when at the last 30 seconds, right? You're like, oh, fine, I beat it. And then,
like, there comes the bomb.
Nuclear launch detection?
Yeah. Is that enough StarCraft?
Never.
So, actually, I should say, we sent James Milkey, the great one-up correspondent, writer, DJ, all-around good guy. He was at the event in Korea, and he blogged about it, if you haven't seen his blog on oneup.com. And he's going to be writing something up for the magazine, and hopefully we're going to get him on our podcast to talk about it itself, because a firsthand account of what it was like would be a lot better than listening to us.
Yes, I think
and our third hand account.
I think he's sleeping right now after his 23-hour flight back.
So he just got back.
He just got back.
Nice.
Not only is he sleeping while we record this, he'll probably still be sleeping when this is posted.
Yeah, we were
12 hours later.
We were trying to get him to sit on this podcast, and I think the what was the exact response? It was just like no.
It's like
LOLZNO.
Right, one word.
LOLZNO.
And we gave him two choices, and it was like. Right,
double walls.
Like,
no,
yeah, it was like 4 p.m. today. You know, 10 a.m. the next day, and neither. So, but we understand, James. You need to sleep.
I got to get that.
No commitment.
That murky diorama. Did you see his photo blog?
No,
where he took pictures of the murky diorama.
Oh, really?
It was awesome.
I need that. Okay, I also need the big foil Voidwalker balloons.
Oh wow, foil Voidwalker balloons.
Yeah, brilliant.
Wow,
where are you gonna have room for those in your apartment?
They're balloons. They float on the ceiling.
That'd be great to scare the shit out of kids at, like, a, you know, 3-year-old birthday party.
Have, like, some evil clown with a void walker come in.
I abide.
Mommy! The balloons are scaring me. So we'll try to have Milkey on the podcast when he wakes up, maybe next week, unless it's all played out by then and no one cares about StarCraft 2 anymore.
And maybe we'll have the scoop on Warcraft Adventures, Lord of the Clans.
We'll see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I brought down the original StarCraft CD, which I dug out over the weekend, and inside, coming in 1998, Warcraft Adventures, Lord of the Clans. Ah, yes.
Simpler times.
Simpler times.
That was good. I liked that one.
What?
Lord of the Clans? Oh, wait, that didn't come out? Whoops.
Yeah. Poser.
I like all Blizzard games. Yeah, I beat that one.
Silent, yeah.
Okay, so that's enough of the Blizzard...
The Blizzard Hour?
The Blizzard Hour.
The Blizzard Block.
There was one other, we had one other big sort of PC gaming item this week.
It was the Half-Life 2 Black Box?
Yeah. So what happened there, Aaron?
Well, let me see. The big announcement was they canceled the Black Box, which is basically just Episode 2, Val, with the Portal, and Team Fortress 2. So it was
yes
okay.
Wait,
my brain's a little
Fortress
shut.
2,
it was Team
Portal.
Fortress 2 Portal and Half-Life 2 Episode 2 all in the same box
for $39.99.
$39.99 plus tax.
So there were going to be two versions of that: the orange box, which still exists, which is the $49 version, which also includes Half-Life 2 and Episode 1.
Yeah, exactly.
So what about, wasn't there that other game too, or am I mixing that up?
Left 4 Dead is
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead is something else.
That is not part of either box.
Oh, okay.
Not part of.
You got paid separately for that, sucker.
Oh, damn it.
So yeah.
So basically, the idea was that basically they're only gonna have one box at retail, and
it's the box that has the full version of Half-Life.
The entire Half-Life run, basically, yeah, including.
And of course, some people are like, "Well, if this is episodic, how come I have to buy the old episodes again?"
Yeah,
and they have a point there. I don't know what prompted them to get rid of this skew.
Are they basically sort of, without saying it, saying that it's not episodic anymore?
I think they've pretty much said that in the past, and I could swear
I think they're saying buy it on Steam.
That's pretty much what they're saying. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you want to buy it on retail, go right ahead, or share a basically it's like or go ahead, share the codes for the first two games if you already have them with a buddy.
Yeah, that's what Doug Lombardi, the marketing director of Red Valve. His statement was pretty much like, well, you can just give it to a friend.
Okay. You're like, so basically they're saying, yeah.
We're going to make the retail version as shitty as possible so that you buy the Steam version.
And it's still a good... It's still,
well, not shitty as possible.
No, it's still a good... Even at,
it's still a good deal no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, even at $50, those three things are
Do
like,
any of our
hey,
friends not have
cool.
Half-Life, though?
I know, that's the thing. It's just like, if you're thinking of buying episode
make a new
two,
friend.
Yeah. I mean, it made sense.
The bum on the street. Here you go.
It makes more sense Half-Life. On, like, the PS3 or something to have just the orange box because there is no PS3 version of Half-Life. But... On the PC,
yeah,
it's retail. Retail's dead, right? Right?
Yeah.
It's
right?
Dead.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say you don't have Half-Life, Ryan?
Right.
One or two? You're
one or two, either?
Right.
Who are you?
You're so fired.
Wow.
Didn't I think didn't you have to do that for like your job application or something? Didn't that make you run through a level or something?
Didn't you have to solve a puzzle?
Here.
Yeah, I don't think the process is that grueling.
Use the gravity gun, boy.
Write a sentence.
Write a sentence using gravity gun.
The Half-Life 2 is fun. You're hired.
No, I'm not into the shooters.
Yeah, but that's one of your, like...
You can make an exception on that one.
It's Half-Life 2. You got to play that. It's sort of like even if you didn't like Space Sims back in the day, you had to play Wing Commander, you know? TIE Fighter. You got to play Half-Life. Play Half-Life, Ryan.
I like Ryan's enthused reaction. He's like, meh.
Have you even tried it? Did you, like, play a level and go, this is not for me?
I played Half-Life 2 before anybody here.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I stood in for
actually,
you in
right.
an
you
E3 demonstration.
Oh.
That's right. We totally lost on Ryan as he's checking.
And I played some... you're in like a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I played through that part.
Where was I?
Picking mines off.
So I like passed out.
Oh, you know what?
No, it was at a pre-E3
It was a pre-E3
event.
Thing and you had Ryan go down for us.
Oh, okay.
I was your...
Proxy judge. Standard.
Proxy, yeah.
Aha.
But,
and did you like it?
It was all right. I more just wanted to come back and be like, I played Half-Life 2 before you guys did. And I don't even like these games.
You showed us, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've
with a sticker.
I've watched friends play, you know, Half-Life 1 and stuff. Right. And, you know, I mean, they look good and all that. But, I mean.
You're nonplussed.
If it's not your thing, it's not your
thing.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Get it.
I played.
You're still fired, but
I
that's
played
okay.
Wolfenstein and Doom 1 and 2. Those were okay.
Okay. Well, you have some credibility.
Yeah.
So you're not going to buy the black the orange box, though?
No.
You're not interested in Portal or Team Fortress?
No.
So if I just
Nothing
want
in that box.
Team Fortress
Team Fortress
2,
looks pretty cool.
Team Fortress 2 looks awesome. Yeah. But if I just want that, I mean, basically, I got to get off Steam, right? If I don't want the other things, that's my only
option.
That's
pretty much it. I mean,
you can't just go buy Steam Team Fortress 2.
To be honest with you, I can't even imagine why anybody like here, you know, listening to this podcast even is going to want to like get the retail version.
Yeah.
It just seems totally asinine.
People like their
retail's dead.
People like their
to hold things. Like,
well, I'm making some sort of gesture with my hands to say what Ryan
Yeah, that
said,
doesn't
yes.
work on radio.
Yeah.
People like tactile sensations.
I guess so.
But I just keep thinking about like when Half-Life 2, you know, the original Half-Life 2 came out, okay, forget the whole like Steam installation nonsense, but if you ever want to play the game, not only will you have to like put the disc in, you'll probably have to go through Steam authentication, so it's like double the whammy.
Yeah.
As opposed to being anywhere At a friend's place, you feel like you're jonesing for a fix, and you just download it, and it's on your account.
I do That's hard fine. Steam now. I do. I was a big hater back in the day.
Well, we all were because that initial like you know ramp up was a you know, it was a train wreck. Mm-hmm. But now they fixed they fixed everything, and now it's they got a great.
I mean, that
of
stuff's
games.
All great about Steam, but like you know, there is still something to the collecting.
Yeah,
things that you put on your shelf. Display
so you get the special collector's box with a head crab in it,
but yeah,
a plush head crab or
not
something.
Their collector's editions have been good.
Yeah, I'm getting over it, just mainly because my house is too cluttered. You know,
that's true.
I don't need more game boxes in the house anymore. I'm feeling that way with my music CDs too. So, I guess we could, couldn't we? Sorry, Ryan's passing a note around here. should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a
we're
break.
We're gonna take a break and we're discuss amongst ourselves. Ryan's secret missive.
His
Maybe
love
you'll
letter.
Find out about it.
And
Maybe
we'll be
won't.
Back.
We'll have to read it to the rest of the class.
This 1UP podcast is brought to you by Halo 2 for the PC. Optimized to play on Windows Vista. Play new maps and multiplayer modes. Available May 22nd.
Are you ready to play? You can vote to bring the 2007 Midnight Gaming Championship Tournament to your city and prove you've got what it takes. The baddest gaming tournament in the U.S. is gearing up for another year. Visit MidnightGamingChampionship.com for details and make your voice heard. Game on.
we're back. And I think we decided, what did we decide to do about your secret note? Well, we're going to get to it.
We are going to get to it, right?
Yeah.
But first, Darren has this exciting information about the next Deus Ex game.
Hey!
Take it away, Darren!
Darren! So, then...
Hey!
No, actually, I don't know if you guys were fans of the... Did you like the last Deus Ex game?
I did.
I didn't play 2. I played 1.
I like 2.
I like 2 as well.
Play shooters.
It was flawed.
Yeah.
Yes, we know, Ryan.
In all its quirky charm. Yeah, shut up, Ryan. We don't care give a shit about
what
you
thought 2 had a bad reputation, no?
Well,
it was ambitious and didn't...
It fell short.
It didn't do what it was trying to do, but I could still admire it for trying.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, I guess word got out there recently through, I don't know which European site kind of put it out there, that apparently there's another Deus Ex game in the works.
It's always the Europeans, man. They got big mouths over there.
I'm telling you.
They blow every
they gotta
story.
They got to shut their yappers.
They do.
So, no, actually, so I... I'm kind of curious because, I mean, like, is War Inspector even attached to this? Is it Crystal Dynamics that did that Project Snowblind game that was kind of inspired by the Deus Ex universe? I talked to people over there, and the official word for now is nothing. There is nothing to talk about, and if there is, we'll know soon enough. But
so it's, the official word isn't that there is no game.
But they're not.
Is there? Or is it just that?
Well, it's kind of like they don't – I mean, basically, they don't even know where this rumor came from.
Oh.
And so, like, you know, basically the big question is this game even a reality, period? Mm-hmm. So that's the million-dollar question. And this is, like, from inside. I'm getting this response from people inside IDOS. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just freaking Europeans, man.
I'm telling you.
Communists.
It's a franchise. Maybe a bit tainted now, slightly, but.
Nonetheless.
Bring it back. It's got legs.
It could come back. You know what I'd like to see, though? If we could... Actually, we could all play a little spontaneous round of this.
Okay.
What the sequel you'd like to see, the one I would like to see, and Necronauts 2.
Yes, absolutely. Or just,
Necronauts
2. Yeah.
That game was so awesome. And it was, like, supposed to, you know, they split it in half. Tom Hall had to, because he was overambitious, they had to split the story in half. So it practically ends on a cliffhanger. It was as if Star Wars ended at Empire.
And you know what the cool thing was that the way it was designed was that modders could openly come in, because the whole part of the game is that you could just travel from one themed world to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the engine was worked out, people were able to just create their own worlds and plug it into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And, man,
It was a beautifully funny game.
Yeah, it was really well done.
Yeah.
It was kind of inspired by Chrono Trigger and those kind of games.
Yeah.
And brought to the PC.
That was the final glory of Ion Storm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was that and Deus Ex, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And Daikatana.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'm thinking. Oh, you got me.
Yeah, I'd put you on the spot there. Ryan is pointing his finger up.
He's raising his hand.
Yes, the class calls upon Ryan.
Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's another one that ended on a cliffhanger.
I never made it to the end of that, so I didn't know that.
That is, for me, that is one of those games that is... Like, everyone in the media is like, oh, Beyond Good and Evil. Oh, my God. I can't believe this tank's a bit. It's all right.
Yeah.
It
didn't blow you out of the water?
I think that's one of those overrated games for me. It would be on my overrated list.
Really?
I thought the art direction was all over the place. And I like the Rayman games. I was a big fan of previous Rayman games. So I like his work.
Okay.
But I don't know.
But it didn't... What,
the pig
you,
and the geeker thing together were just not working for me.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I was a victim of hype. Maybe
like,
I'm wrong.
You mean like there was too much hype before you got to it and then...
Yeah, that might be it. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what this is all about. Like Psychonauts for me, that was great. Because that had the similar like critical ramp up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a game I would like to see a sequel for that probably will never have a sequel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a classic. That's a like a modern classic that's just not going to...
Psychonauts?
Yeah. That was a fun game. And the damn shame was a critical success and then like... On the store shelves, nothing.
Like Okami.
Oh,
there you go.
So okay. Sorry to say your choice is stupid.
Dang.
You suck.
Okay,
but your choice
about,
is stupid.
How about Maniac Mansion?
Okay.
Okay, acceptable.
Well, Maniac Mansion 3.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I'm kind of torn that's right good. Here. I was trying to think of like the first three things that came to mind. I couldn't think of one single game.
Mm-hmm.
Planescape Torment. I would love to see a sequel to that. That was one of my favorite RPGs.
That was awesome.
Agreed. Also one of my favorite RPGs of all time.
Yep.
Totally. Let me see that, and then the Full Throttle.
Oh God! Yeah,
they tried.
They were that close, and then
thank God they canceled it.
Yeah, that looked pretty hard. Did you come with me on that trip?
I did.
Oh Ugh. God, that looked horrid. I mean, one of those demos where we're sitting
there with a frozen, you know, fake smile on our face the whole time. That looks good.
That's gonna be funny.
So what do you guys think?
It's an action game, right? It's like Grand Theft Auto
combos, huh?
and then one for the obscure ones out there for people who never even heard of it. Probably Auto Duel.
I remember Auto Duel.
Basically, Auto Duel.
I'm older than you.
That's true. Not by much. No, but Auto Assault was kind of a sequel, but not really well done. A proper game like that done today, I would love that. A proper CarPG, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That actually makes me think. I mean, this came up the other week, but a real sequel to Interstate 76.
Totally.
That was not Interstate 82.
Mm-hmm. Let's do like the Highlander 2 treatment and pretend that never happened.
Yeah. There's a lot of games. Well, we're getting Fallout 3, right? So that'll be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
See that come back.
Looking forward to checking that out.
Psyched for that one.
That's probably a sequel I thought was never going to happen.
Yeah, now I mean, its saga was such that it was going to go away forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you look online, they still had like, I mean, apparently Black Isle was pretty far along with Fallout 3. And if you look online, they have like video clips from that code.
Wow.
And it just kind of got thrown out.
Wow.
Did you play Fallout there, Ryan?
Did that fall under your qualifications for a game?
Or do you not
play
RPGs either?
Yeah. What the hell do you play, Ryan?
I don't play RPGs. You know what? No.
You're not a gamer. Get out.
The Fallout games I never got into. I've tried in the past to play games like Baldur's Gate, Icewind Dale. Western RPGs.
Jeff choke. Yeah, you did.
Western RPGs just like never do it for me.
Wow.
But like, so basically,
RPGs do?
Yeah.
So basically, you need some like busty Catwoman. She's more realistic.
Darren, that's exactly what I need.
We got to trade Ryan straight up for an EGM editor. You're like a console guy.
What the hell?
We're thinking of ways to get you off, vote you off the island now.
I play more PC games than anything.
No, you do.
This is true.
Well, you're a member of like 8 MMOs at once right now.
I am.
Yeah, you are. You are kind of your own legendary thread, all in one.
A one-man
Ryan
thread.
Scott podcast. Awesome. So what are all your MMOs you're now a subscriber to?
Oh, my God. Okay. City of Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Still?
Well, actually, he just signed up again today.
Oh, okay.
I've been playing City of Villains all weekend.
Wait, explain why, though.
I made a mastermind character.
No, he wanted to recreate Doc Magnus and the Metal
Man. I was
Man.
Inspired by DC's Doc Magnus, so I made a mastermind of robots.
Wow.
And it actually like...
You're back on the show.
Yeah.
That's so geeky.
I'm saving him there.
You've revived your cred.
No, it actually, the game's a whole lot more fun that way than with my previous character. But anyway, okay, City of Heroes, World of Warcraft, Lord of the Rings Online... Ultima Online, if you consider that I play on free shards.
Okay. Are you actually playing all these games? Or you're not just subscribing and not logged in?
I have played all four of these games within the last 2 weeks.
Man, okay.
Except for WoW, I was going to play, but I need to renew my subscription again.
I like that game.
Yes, we know, Sean.
Guild Wars.
Uh-huh.
I'm of on course. Hiatus from that right now.
EVE Online.
EVE Online.
Your character's still evolving as you...
Oh, yeah. You must have leveled up a lot. Yeah. Playing right now.
And then I have accounts on these games, but I don't actively play them. But Shadowbane and Star Wars Galaxy.
Shadowbane?
You have a Shadowbane account
Holy
still?
Crap.
Wow.
The hell?
Is anyone on your server with you? Or is it just like a single-player game?
Has Ragnarok happened and you're just kind of like wandering around alone?
I haven't logged into that game for a good long while. The last time I tried to log in, it was just like, how did I ever play this? You know?
And you also said you have a Star Wars account.
Yeah.
You do? I think I do.
I have an account, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I have a paid one too. It keeps showing up on my bill.
Still?
What?
I thought you had it squared away.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Get rid of that shit.
Were you complaining about this when
like
I started
albatross.
Here?
I was.
I tried that. We tried that in our down, like we were on a WoW break. Like,
yeah.
Let's take a break from WoW. Let's try some of these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Lasted like 4 days. We're like, this is cool, right? Right? Yeah.
I can never get into... How far did you guys get into Galaxies?
So...
Oh, I can never get past anything in that game. It was just so awful to me from the start. Both times.
it was weird because we were playing when it had already exploded. Like there, and like there were all these like horrifying ghost towns that all these players had built and abandoned. And there's just these automatons left like hawking these wares that don't exist. Like, come buy my rivets. And you walk over and it's just some robot going, come buy my rivets. We're open for rivets. And then you
can you take over the guy's ghost town? Can you like squat
the
in
Dark
there?
Tower or something? And then, yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
Then we stopped.
That sounds cool in its own
it
way.
It was kind of cool in a creepy way. But then like when you realize that just the whole world was wiped out in some mysterious cataclysm.
God, that's so weird.
See, no, that's fun. See, no, that's
cataclysm called suck.
Yeah. See, no, that's a story.
Yeah, that is
like kind of like the Omega Man wandering around every MMO.
Right, right.
Yeah, so yeah, it was fun. It was fun in that regard for a little while. That only gets you so far, though.
In a sad way.
Yeah, someone built this. Someone was a toilet crafter and crafted this very toilet.
Speaking of which, that could segue us into Vanguard.
Wow.
There's an MMO I don't play.
Wow, you play eight MMOs, including Shadowbane, but not Vanguard.
I'm subscribed to eight MMOs. Hey, the only reason I have an active Shadowbane account is because it's free to play. I don't actually have to pay. Nobody pays for it anymore.
In all fairness to Ryan, I think one of the reasons why he might not be playing is that his machine probably can't run it. I mean, I have Shadowbane? No, Vanguard. Yeah.
So I thought you had Shadowbane too. Huh? Wow, he needs a new machine.
Wow, you need to upgrade quick. No,
Saga of Heroes.
Saga of hard drive crashes. That thing was a mess. And I have I'd say probably like amongst us here, I probably have the highest powered machine, and still runs in slow motion.
Vanguard.
Yep.
Maybe that's because it sucks and it was broken and shouldn't have come out when it did.
But how do you really feel, Ryan?
Yeah, I tried to install it at home twice. I have an 8800, 2 gigs of RAM. My processor, not the fastest in the world, but not a dog either, and it could not run Vanguard.
Isn't it like a 6 gig install?
Might even be more, actually.
That's insane. In
fact, I think it's like a 10 gig install or something like that.
So, anyway, we didn't talk about the news there, I guess because it's kind of old news. Well, at this point of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I think it all went down basically before we did our podcast last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right about
that. Uh-huh.
Actually, as we were podcasting last week, everyone was getting laid off or fired or whatever you want to call it.
Right. So we don't know a whole lot more than we did that day, right? Sony absorbed Sigil,
mm-hmm.
laid off a good number of its employees, hired a bunch of their others. Brad McQuaid apparently now has some kind of like nebulous outside advisory role.
Special projects.
Whatever the hell that means. Yeah, sounds like special projects to me. We'll call you.
Hang tight.
Yeah. We'll get right back to you with some important questions, Brad.
Yeah, you I'm just sit by the phone kind of gig, there. Though.
You're jealous of that kind
to
of gig?
Special project. Okay, I'll go hang out till you need me.
Yeah, I'll be playing WoW.
Yeah.
So you have any questions about my shitty game, Vanguard?
Oh. And there you had to go and say
I had to do that.
So yeah, actually, say there's been a bunch of reports up online, and a bunch of bloggers have had their various interviews and things. And
some juicy dirt there, whether it's true or not.
Yep.
Very juicy.
And therein lies the rub. I wish we could run stories like that, but we got to follow the old reporting rule.
Right. So we may or may not be doing something down the line. We'll see with that. We're conducting interviews, but we have to do it the proper way. So
investigations are forthcoming.
Or not. We'll see where the investigations take us. If they take us somewhere interesting, we will report back. Otherwise, we may just let that dead fish float to the top of the water and sail away to happier shores.
That was my favorite quest.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we brought that up.
Yeah, it's kind of a grim topic. Well, here's hoping that Vanguard sees better days.
Hear, hear.
Maybe SOE will do something good with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Put it out of its misery.
No eyes were rolled in this segment.
No.
Not a one.
Wow. Okay. That was rough. It's a rough room in here. Do we have anything else to talk about today? We didn't say this at all as we've been podcasting here, the four of us, but we are on a very tight deadline today. Once a month, as we've brought up before, on this podcast, we actually do have to get a magazine out the door. this would be one of those times of the month. So forgive us as we are probably going to cut it short fairly soon. Oh, you're pointing to my socks.
Yes.
Thank you, Darren, except I forgot to bring down the guy's name.
Oh, you suck.
I'm going to have to do it next week.
Oh.
Yeah, but those who saw, it was on your blog, wasn't it, Darren?
No, actually, I put it up on the GFW radio blog.
Yeah, oh, so even more people could see it. Yeah, but my holy socks became a part of the internet.
That's right.
It
was a running gag for like 3 weeks.
I guess it was.
Because every time during your podcast, you take off your sneakers.
Off my shoe.
And I'd be staring at your bunions. So I'm like, that's awesome. So
my crusty bunions. So I came into the office on Thursday, I guess.
Yeah.
And there was an Amazon packet sitting on my desk. And I always know when I've ordered from Amazon because I'm always excitedly waiting for it to show up. And I knew it wasn't from me, so I opened it up, and inside the box were 3 pairs of socks.
Which was awesome.
Sent to me by a reader in Utah, and I'm so sorry for listening, because I didn't bring down the piece of paper with your name on it. But thank you, and next time we record, I will give you a shout-out on this podcast. Not only did you get a LOL from me, because that was just very funny of you to do, but also, I'm wearing one of your pairs right now.
Maybe we should have a Jeff Sock telethon.
Yeah, look, here, just pulling off my shoe. See, look, no holes.
That's right.
Isn't that cool?
And that nice gold toe stuff at the top.
Yeah, I got a gold toe on it, yeah.
That's very
They're cool. Even gray like the other ones were. He even knew what color to get me. It was so thoughtful.
It's almost as if he called your wife and said, hey, what kind of
I was going to say, I'd ask him to marry me if I wasn't already married.
The power of the internet.
He bought me socks.
He likes me. He gets me.
He completes me. Any other news?
Did we want to cover anything else on the list? Or you want to just like save it for next time because we're in a hurry?
Put my glasses on to look at
this. I don't know. What else is on this list?
Griefing.
Crap.
No, we're going to wait for Sean to talk about griefing because he's like master king griefer. Maybe we'll just
go back. Sorry. That was his topic. Okay, so let's wait on that.
Maybe we'll just go back and finish our magazine. Are we all watching the Heroes finale tonight?
Hell yeah.
Tomorrow it'll be on. No, I mean, it'll, like when we on tomorrow, it will have already happened. So.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my God!
Oh, I blew it.
You guys have any predictions so we can readers?
Yeah,
can
they're
going to
save the cheerleader and save the world, right? Isn't that the tagline?
That's a dumb prediction. Come
Sean
on,
doesn't
make a
even
real
watch.
Prediction.
I don't watch that shit.
I can't believe you don't watch it.
Maybe someday.
You're like dialed into every geek culture thing.
Yep. You know, actually,
you have like a block against.
Well, he has some.
I'm waiting.
He has some kind of weird rule. It's like a 3-year rule, right?
I decided I've been burned by too many shows that started off awesome and then started to suck. Maybe 2 years into it, so I'm going to wait and see. That's why I waited on Battlestar too. After like 2 seasons, and then the 3rd season started, people were like, "This is really good," and I'm like, "Okay, I'll watch that." I don't have that much time for TV.
But what about Lost? Did you wait on Lost?
Nope. And I was a little pissed off that I did.
Oh, so was Lost the reason you didn't get
Lost is one of the reasons. Although it has picked up in the last 4 or so episodes.
It has.
Yeah, since they came back from the break, they kind of rallied.
They've wasted so much time.
Oh, my God. I swear I was one episode away from bagging on Lost.
I think with the...
They came back right in time for me.
Well, I keep calling it the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern episode, but I...
Oh, the what's-her-names? The two
no-names with the spider bites and all that.
Yeah, I came up with that.
Come on, everyone thought that at the same time.
But the last few have kicked ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Finally.
And I was thinking maybe I would get into Lost, and then they announced that Origins thing, and then that you get...
Heroes, you mean?
Yeah, Heroes Origins, and that you get people in the world at large get to vote on one of the characters for the next season.
I know, that sounds completely stupid. But don't let that taint your mind about
the I'm waiting for the Heroes MMO, inevitably
You
followed.
Heard it here first. The hot chick will win.
What a bold prediction. It's saying. Quite a good show.
I believe you.
Well, season
After
one
next
will probably
season,
be out on DVD.
Let me know.
This,
and if it completes, if the season one like completes its arc and like it wraps itself up, maybe I will watch it.
Well, it's kind of supposed to. That's actually been one of the great things about the season, is that there's clearly been an arc that's been like resolving over time. You know, they didn't just set up like 45 storylines of, you know, 3 of which they're going to finish, which is like what Lost did. Here, like, everything always kind of cleans itself up in Heroes. It's nice that way.
It follows a very rigid comic book structure. Like, there's a definite beginning, definite end to a season. And it feels like they've actually, like, made a lot of progress since that first episode.
It's so dorky that show. It is such a geeky show.
And that's why I love it.
It's way more geeky than Lost. I mean, it's just like complete like our nerdgasm. It's just like amazing to me that it's so popular. I've tried to sit my wife down to watch a show, you know, I don't know how many times. She's not a geek, but she has sat with me through, you know, 6 seasons of X-Files. We've watched Lost together. We watched Twin Peaks. So she'll get into that kind of show. And Heroes, her watching Heroes is like her watching me play a computer game. It's like 5 minutes and she's out. She's like, whatever.
You know, it's
what, that guy can turn invisible? Okay, yeah. I have important things to do, Jeff.
It's actually...
No, but it's cool. He didn't turn invisible. He got some guy's other guy's power. He can turn invisible. This guy absorbs that guy's powers. Yeah, okay, well...
It's like a chess
game.
Okay,
I'm going to listen to NPR, Jeff.
Actually, I have the exact opposite problem. Like, Amy, my wife, she never really gets into, like, most things that, like, you know, most nerdy things that I like, Battlestar Galactica and all that.
Yeah.
But she's actually as excited about Heroes as I am.
Huh.
And I actually, like, there are times during the show as I'm watching it, I pause it, and I'm like, okay, now this is why this is exactly like a comic book. And I'm like, I actually... And I wouldn't say I'm converting her, but she's definitely like a. I hope she's appreciating in some way like why I'm such a comic dork as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
If Sean Elliott was here, this conversation would have stopped 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
All right, because he'd be making fun of us now.
Right, because he reads more comic books than I do at this point. So
no, just because like it's such a diversion. We've been really good about not diverting into talking about Lost. Otherwise,
well, that ends now.
This is the bonus content. Of the podcast.
This is the deleted
basically
scenes.
We were going to sign off like 5 minutes
okay,
ago.
Okay, so this is the extra footage.
This is the extra footage.
Like during the credits.
Right. Figure the credits are rolling. People are probably tuning out. They're moving on to their next podcast. But we're still here talking about this shit because that's what we do.
That's right.
It's just because we're trying to think of every possible way to avoid working on like issue.
Right. And can I bring up one more thing while I'm procrastinating?
Please.
That we can sign off. Because I'm just sort of going through this like existential crisis. And I actually wouldn't mind if anybody had any feedback for me out there, too, if you want to post on the boards or on my blog. I decided in the name of cleaning house, because I've got so much crap in my room, that I was going to sell my comic books. I've got like 5 long boxes full of comics and some great ones going back to the 80s. So I decided, you know what? Screw it. I'm selling them all. And I just put an ad up on Craigslist like, I got 5 long boxes. I'm not even a collector. I don't, you know, whatever. So some guy offered me, he's like, okay, I'll take them all off your hands for $40. And I was like, okay, I said I wanted to get rid of them, but I'm not a fucking moron. You're not getting them for $40. I mean, this is like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of stuff. So then when I started pricing them, does anybody give a shit about this? No one gives a shit.
Well, no, I actually, a buddy of mine,
Where's this going?
I know, you're looking at me like, Jeff.
I'm kind of wondering where you're going with this, too.
Okay, well, the thing is, I got a couple offers. And then when I of guys who wanted specific series that I had listed. And then when I went back and actually did a price thing on them, I realized they were worth like, not a fortune, but like $30 a piece, say. Whereas I was going to maybe sell the entire thing, the entire run for $30.
Hey.
So I realized, okay, I could actually make a lot of money here. So I decided, okay, I'm not going to sell them now.
But you see, the thing is, they say like a comic's worth $30. Which is, where the hell are you going to find that person to buy it? And you have to individually photograph it and get it, like, authenticated.
Oh,
and then you got to put it up on eBay.
No, I don't have time for that.
Exactly.
I mean, but like, see, now here's the reason I brought it up. Now, after, like, balking, because I realized I was probably going to screw myself on the money, now I think I don't want to do it. I think I want to keep them. Well, even though my house is cluttered.
If you're only going to get $40 for them and there's, like, this potential of making a bazillion dollars... You really want the $40 now? Is it worth it?
Well, it wasn't even the money. It was like the clutter.
Cleaning house.
The clutter. But there's probably other crap you can get rid of.
I think the trick is finding the ones that are actually worth something, weeding them out of the box, and then dumping them off for $40 or whatever.
Do you guys all have tons of comic books sitting around your house?
They're all over the
place. I've been chucking them out for a while, but I do keep the ones that are valuable. I mean, the best example I could think of is that when I was a kid, I bought Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 1, first printing, first edition, and I sold it for $1,000.
Wow.
What?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
First
Oh,
training.
My God.
Hang on to that, Jeff.
Yeah. Is that like the old black and white one?
The old black and white one, like oversized print, like a red cover, I think it was. Anyway, but the point was, like, I sold it, and like I found some like retarded collector who desperately wanted it. And I'm like, yours. All yours. Thanks.
It's not really the money even, though, really. It isn't. It's just, it was like, even as I was going through them just to like see what I had to price them, I was like, oh, I remember buying that one. And
like, what do you have that's worth money?
Well, the weird ones to me were like the original. They're not even that old. It's the recent new Ultimate Spider-Mans. But I have them starting with number one. For some reason, those are all like really freaking expensive.
Ultimate Spider-Man, yeah.
And the Ultimate X-Men's. I have all those, too. Yeah.
Right.
And that's not that old.
Yeah.
That's a few years ago.
And those are worth something?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go check.
I don't know. Maybe the print runs were short back then or small. Then I have a lot of X-Men's from way, way back. So those are actually worth a bunch in the 70s. So. All right, this could go on.
I was going to say, and now we're veering into the way off topic.
The first LMR Swamp thing, and also.
so email Jeff_Green if you want to buy.
They're not taking up that much space, are they?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking as soon as they like were driven away in some guy's van, I'd be going, no! Yeah. I'd be chasing after the van, you know.
Bring my comics back.
Five long boxes is not that.
I say weed out the ones that are actually worth something and get rid of the junk.
Yeah.
You don't need five long boxes worth, just maybe one.
I'll give you $50.
They're sold. All right. We're going to be back next week. We'll probably have Sean Elliott back. We may have James Milkey with us. Maybe not. Maybe we'll talk about cool stuff.
Maybe we won't.
We'll probably talk about Lost again.
Or maybe not.
You never know.
You never know with us.
We're crazy.
We're the Wacky Podcast. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
If they're still listening.
Bye. Vanguard sucks.
This has been a presentation of the 1UP Radio Network. For more shows, visit podcast.1up.com.